TH. I mean, when you look at the world today with open eyes, and you understand what's really going on here, you might feel a bit despondent that what are humans doing? Have they gone totally insane? I mean, the warmongering now taking place is more than ever, it seems, and largely for, well, I would presume it's powered very much by financial schemes and interests. And all kinds of, I don't know what is powering this whole circus that is going on today. If it is just a world gone astray with leaders, you know, a democracy gone astray, maybe, with leaders who are thinking themselves to be and posing themselves to be great democratic leaders of a free world, but are really hired by, or bribed by, or controlled by, servants of some others up there, the big money people, I guess. Because, you know, money is power, right? So, but anyway, whatever it is, and, you know, the environment and how those who live here are being treated, and then I'm talking about humans and animals and nature, and I mean, if you don't see that, if you walk around here in your nice little Western cute town and think, what are you talking about? Everything is just fine. Etc. except some, you know, crazy people over there in the other countries. And non-whites. I mean, there's all this too. I mean, colonialism is still well, I wouldn't say ruling, because that rule is really being challenged these days. But, you know, crazy humans. But then there is, and this is what I wanted to say here, there is hope. There is always hope, because truth prevails. And when I say that, it's not just, you know, something said to sound fine and good and a little poetic. But, you know, in India they have this expression, dharma, which means the way things are, you know, the reality of this world, how nature works, how everything works. And if you follow that dharma, if you harmonize with the way things are in nature and the world on a deeper, higher scale, then you will also experience a nice, harmonious, happy, functional life. But if you don't, then things won't work out for you. It may for a while, just like someone who is a thief. It may work out as it seems for a while, but then eventually you're going to get caught and punished and so on. Of course, in modern societies, that we may doubt that too, but here we're talking about a higher order. So if you sit there and you think, well, how can these kind of people be allowed to control the world? And look at them, they are so rich and powerful and no one can stop them. Well, you know, rest assured that there are powers higher than them. And if they live in ways that are adharmic, as we sometimes say, that are against nature, that are causing suffering to others, imbalance in nature and so on, that can't continue. After a certain point, it will eventually crumble. Those people will die, will all lose their power and control. And others will come. The others are also bad. And, well, you know, the more one perpetuates civilization that is actually dysfunctional. Meaning it may function for some people for some time. But break things down. Then, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. They say that you may really try to secure your great Asuric civilization by gaining more and more and more power, making it invincible. But then eventually you might, you know, push the crash a bit ahead. But eventually it will come an even bigger. So, anyway, what I wanted to say was something positive, that just wait. And maybe what we are seeing now, when this colonialism and unipolar situation is being challenged, not just verbally or with some little nice political moves, but really, and if we're lucky, things may get better. Who knows?